So as so-called Martin McGuinness, we're calling him so-called because of when he was a terrorist, like so-called Islamic State. It takes away their power. So as so-called Martin McGuinness dies, that also took away his power, Prime Minister Theresa May has been lounging about in this month's issue of Vogue magazine, seemingly, if you've seen the pictures on the front of the papers today, seemingly wearing all the cloth while simultaneously appearing to be propping her own head up in case it falls off. It's a weird photo, if you haven't seen. Have you seen the amount of cloth in that photograph? It's like she's wearing all of the cloth that there ever was. It's like her dress and the sofa she's sitting on have been sick and have just vomited up cloth at her. It's quite odd. Comes on the same day as a group of her own MPs have written an open letter to the BBC, and again, this is on the front of the papers, accusing them of Brexit bias, suggesting that their reporting of the process is significantly left-leaning towards the Remain camp. However, it's not clear whether anyone at the BBC has read the letter, because it wasn't written in The Guardian. Now, during that, not once, as you will have noticed with your ears, did I use the word throat. I didn't say it, I haven't mentioned it, I haven't even alluded to the word throat. Yet on the line is caller Steve, who's phoned up. Hello, Steve.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Talk Radio. Now, I didn't use the word throat, but it hasn't stopped you from calling up because apparently you're calling for an end to throats. Is that right? Is that right?
That's absolutely right,
okay,
John.
Tell us about it.
I have been spending my entire life hating throats to the point where actually this morning I went through a very controversial procedure and had my throat removed.
Right. Interesting. So you're talking out of your...
My mouth. But I have no neck, and my head is just basically resting on my collarbone.
Right, interesting. But it hasn't prevented you from speaking, has it?
Which is
no.
It's just made me a bit shorter.
Yes. So what you're saying is that we just don't need them anymore. They're a waste of time.
No, I mean it's only been an hour since I've had it, and I haven't noticed any sort of problems as yet.
Yeah.
I think I was discharged a bit early, but. You can't have everything, can you?
Okay. Well, stay on the line for us, Steve.
I'll try.
And also stay alive. Angus is on the other line. He's called it. Hello, Angus.
Hello, John. Thanks for letting me on your show today.
You're welcome, Angus.
Pharynx.
Very welcome.
Good joke.
Pharynx.
Welcome.
It's a good joke.
Yeah.
I'm not saying thanks, it's pharynx.
Pharynx, yeah.
Like the throat. Got it.
Throat. Thing. Angus, so you've heard Steve there. He's had his throat removed. Something you consider, is it, Angus?
No. I'd suggest keeping your throat inside your neck, in like the pharynx area. Yes, I like my throat a lot, John. I call my throaty McThroat Face. I've got a little nickname.
Right.
I do like it a lot.
Right. And what first attached you to your throat, would you say?
What first attached me to my throat? Probably just the rest of my body.
Right, interesting. Why are you such a throat fan, a throat fanatic, if you will, a throat apologist, a throat apologist? Why?
Well, if it wasn't for throat, John, we wouldn't have yodeling for a start. And if we didn't have yodeling, we wouldn't have yodel. And if we didn't have yodel, we'd all get our eBay orders delivered on time and not lost.
Right, that is a fair point, isn't it, Steve? You make a good point about yodel.
It makes some sort of point. I don't really use the internet much anymore.
No.
I can't be bothered.
Yeah. Are you saying then, I mean, what's the procedure? So you're saying, do we have our throats removed or do we just close throats down like mines? Because at the end of the day, you know, Mrs. Thatcher closed the mines, didn't she? And what is a throat if not the body's mine shaft?
Well, the procedure I had, if I go into depth about it, was they put me under anaesthetic.
Yes.
The doctors reached into my mouth while I was asleep, grabbed the entirety of the throat using a mechanical device called a clincher, apparently, and then pulled it out, and they took the neck with it, and my head just collapsed. So I think that is the way forward. That's the NHS way.
Right. And you did that, to be clear, you had this done on the NHS, did you?
Yeah, I was a special case.
Right, okay. Angus, Steve's had his throat removed. He's got there's no ill effect to him. He's speaking perfectly normally.
A special case.
He's a special case.
Yes.
Angus, so why on earth do we need them? Why?
Well, I've got two words for you, John.
Oh.
A deep throat. Now, hold on. Don't push the dump button just yet,
yeah,
John.
Go on.
If it wasn't for deep throat, the Watergate scandal would never have come to light, and there would still be corruption in the White House today. So I think we do need throats.
Well, that's an interesting argument. So you're not the first to make it, either. Where would the food go in, Steve? I mean, you have had the throat removed. So what happens when you put... It's very interesting talking to someone who's had it done. If you put the food in the mouth, it doesn't go down the throat. So it goes directly from the head into what? Into where? Into the...
There's like a cavity, and they just go straight into the stomach.
Right.
And it's a bit hit and miss, because they haven't really made it any bigger.
Yeah.
You know, some of it might land somewhere else, but I haven't eaten yet. I daren't try.
Yeah, okay. Perhaps you could call back when you do.
I will.
Thank you. Angus?
Yes?
Steve's calling you a racist.
I didn't hear him say that, but I believe
you're a racist.
See?
Oh! I mean, how dare you?
It's an accusation, certainly, isn't it?
You're a throat.
You know, if we got rid of throats, would that help? Would that help race relations, Angus? I mean, you know, think about it.
Well, no, actually, I think segregating throats is a form of racism itself. So I'd say Angus. I'd say no, that's my name. I'd say Steve is the racist.
Right.
You nearly called yourself on, and that's you know,
Angus. How wide should a throat be, Angus? As a throatologist, how wide should a throat be? Put a number on it.
There's no limit to it.
I'm asking you now to put a number on. I'm putting you on the spot. How wide should a throat be? Put a number on it.
My number will be yes.
What about you, Steve?
What was his number?
Yes.
Yes.
No. I thought, well, that's interesting. What do you make of throats that belong to other people? This is Wait. In the 1970s, of course, right? Because you're attached to your throat. You've told us about that, right? In the 1970s, everybody used to go to throat swapping parties, right? That was a thing. People used to go to a party, put their keys in a bowl, and swap their throat with someone else's. Wouldn't they go up to the bedroom? Wouldn't they swap throats? Come back down and you know. So, are you against that, Angus? I mean, are you attached to your own throat particularly, or would you entertain the idea of swapping your throat with someone else's?
I'm fine with that. I think the more throats, the merrier, John. I thought I was quite clear about that.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure whether or not you were particularly... It was your own throat.
Well, you should listen harder.
Yes. Man-made or cyclical throats? I mean, do you believe in man-made throats, or is it just a consequence of the body's natural cycles?
It's a type of throat, isn't it? I don't mind.
Right, you're happy.
Any throat is good.
Well, Steve, let me bring you back in there, because that's an interesting point, isn't it? A lot of people are throat deniers in many ways, and do say that throats are man-made. Where do you stand on that, Steve? Are you all right, Steve?
There's a bit of leakage. What was the question?
Never mind. Let's move on to the history
man-made,
of it.
Man-made.
Oh, okay.
All of it.
Let's think about when throats got first introduced in this country, a bit of the history. Of course, Sir Francis Drake brought them over from the Caribbean, tobacco, potatoes, throats, and he gave them as a gift to Queen Victoria, as we know. She had the throat put in, popularised them. That's why we all have throats today. Angus, you must thank Drake for that. You must look back on that and think it was something that changed the way we behave as humans.
Well, yeah, I'm very grateful that happened. If we didn't have throats, we'd all be like Steve right now. And listen to him, he's a bloody mess. Listen. Listen to him go right there.
You're right. Hang on. You're all right, Steve.
Talking sense.
All right. Yes?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I think Steve is going to die.
Angus, you're calling for more throats. I know. The government have put a figure on it. They've said 40,000 more throats. By 2018. The question, Angus, who's going to pay for it? Who's going to pay? Taxpayers, is that what you're saying?
Yes, taxpayers. I'd happily foot a large amount of that bill just to get more throats out there.
Would you, Angus?
I would.
Would you? No.
Yes,
no.
I just said I would.
Let me finish the question.
God!
Would you say that one throat is enough per person? Would you say two throats, side by side or on top of one another? Which?
Oh, that's a long question. I'd say about five
throats.
It's
a long throat.
Diagonally across.
You put the throats diagonally across.
Yes.
Interesting. What about you, Steve? In terms of, was your throat just a normal vertical throat when you had it taken out?
Yes, it was normal vertical throat.
And what sort of speed was it? And I ask that for this reason. The government have announced this very afternoon. There are plans for high-speed throats now. This is going to make food go down quicker. It's going to cost the country billions. What's your thought on that, Steve?
Well, it was kind of run of the mill, sort of not fibre optic or anything. Yeah. just kind of paid balls. Yeah. Rubbish.
Sweden. Are you about the trials they're doing in Sweden?
Yes.
Right. Let me tell you. Anyway, the children in Sweden, like you, Steve, it's quite interesting. They don't have throats. Children in Sweden have their throats removed at a very early age. It's a procedure called a throat incision. And what they do is they remove the throats from the children, and that has reduced child obesity because none of them can eat anymore.
Because most of them are dead, I'd imagine.
Well, they are dead, and again, that has reduced child obesity. There aren't any fat children because they're all dead because they haven't got throats.
That's quite
dead.
Sad.
What? So, dead?
Yeah. You all right, Steve?
Fine, I think. I don't know. Where am I?
And there we must leave the debate. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, Angus?
Something sexual, I'd imagine.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh, God.
Right.
John Gillum.
There we will leave the debate. Thank you very much. How interesting. Do we need throats in this day and age? That's the question we're asking, of course. We've got wheelbarrows now, haven't we? And those free sewing kits you get in hotels. Why do we need throats? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes, and you're listening to Talk Radio. That was the big debate.